Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf. Using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
On Midwest Week, the Iowa Legislature begins its new session. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Aaron Murphy, Des Moines Bureau Chief for the Gazette in Cedar Rapids. So, Aaron, as the new session begins, aren't Republicans in control again this year?
Once again, they have majorities, uncomfortable majorities in both the House and Senate. So, and then obviously a Republican governor. So anything that the party can agree on, they can pass into law, and they can even afford to lose a few votes here and there on each side. If they have any type of issue like that where not quite everybody's on board, they can still afford to lose a few votes and still have a majority to pass legislation. So they're very much in the driver's seat.
Now, the opening in Des Moines each year also includes the governor giving her condition of the state address. And what were her main proposals this year?
Yeah, it was fairly significant and meaty, maybe is the word to use, as far as the condition of the state goes. A lot of policy in there. So, and who knows how much of it will ultimately become law, but she made multiple and fairly significant proposals. So to try and get through them and summarize them as quickly as possible, the big one was her tax proposal, where she's proposing a across-the-board 4% income tax for all Iowans, and that would lower some of the higher levels that people are taxed at in for their income in the state. She's continued to make some proposed some changes to the unemployment system, with the goal of Republicans' goal of getting people who are on unemployment back to work, which they say is needed to help address a workforce shortage that the state is dealing with right now. Talked a little bit about education policy and wanting to give parents a little more, at least transparency, if not say, in certain things, including books that appear in school libraries. And she also has brought back her proposed ethanol requirement with a little bit of a tweak, with the goal of getting that one across the table. She pitched that one last year too, and it died. She sort of tweaked that one a little bit, but it's still with the goal of having E15 at every pump in the air, at every station, I should say, in the state.
Okay, so why change to a flat tax, Aaron? I mean, if the Governor Reynolds wants tax relief, why not just lower the brackets in the income tax?
The people who have supported tax, and a flat tax proposal isn't anything new. It's been around for a while. We've had presidential candidates that run pretty much on the flat tax alone as their primary, I shouldn't say alone maybe, but as their primary issue. And what they usually say is that it simplifies the tax code for people, instead of having to figure out, what rate you pay on your taxes. Everybody pays the same thing. And then they say they say it's simple, and they say it's also fair, that no matter what you make, whether you're making a lot or a little, everybody pays the same percent of their taxes. So that's the pitch for a flat tax.
Now, Governor Reynolds also talked about schools and education. Was it about funding, or was it more about, I guess, what we could call policy?
Yeah, it was more on the policy side. They are starting to talk a little bit about funding up at the legislature now. That's one of the first things they try to do, is have that number set for the next year, so schools can also start working on their budget for the next year, just like the state does. They're having that discussion. And the governor proposed 2.5% increases for every level, K-12 community colleges and the Regents universities. It would be my guess that the state house, the Senate and House Republicans will maybe not match that exactly, but it'll probably be pretty close, maybe somewhere between 2 and 2.5%. And you'll have Democrats saying that not enough, that schools have been underfunded for years, and they typically would advocate for something closer to a 4% increase.
And what can we expect from the Iowa House and Senate? Are they likely to go along with any or all of these proposals from the governor?
Yeah, that will be very interesting. there will be some where they'll fall right in line, and there will be some where they'll have different ideas, starting right with the tax proposal. It was very popular. Senate and House Republicans both have been talking how much they like the idea, like the proposal, whether that's what they passed legislatively or if they sent something different, a little bit different to her. That's possible too, but they all are unified. Republicans are in the idea of lowering income taxes. So that's definitely the goal. It will definitely be a lowering of income tax, whether it looks exactly like the governor's flat tax or whether they just lower all the rates a little bit. That remains to be seen. The ethanol one was an interesting one that kind of divided Republicans. We'll see if with the new proposal, they're more in line with that one. And the education policy, that's an interesting one, too. And even within, Senate, there are some Senate Republicans that feel more strongly about that than House Republicans do, talking about the books in libraries. And so that one will be interesting to see play out and whether the two sides legislatively agree on what to do there.
Now, one of the justifications for lowering taxes is the what looks like a really good financial condition of state of Iowa right now. Is this something short-term that it looks good on the surface, or is this something that could be with us for a while for the state of Iowa?
Yeah, I mean, that's the kind of the key question there that you raise, is because it is, kind of a unique situation, this boom in state revenue. Then you had a lot of federal assistance that came into the state, the pandemic relief funds, and so that helped prop some things up at the state level. And then you also just happened to, at the same time, have another $1 billion in the taxpayer trust fund, which was established that can be only used for tax relief. So the state budget is unusually healthy right now. But like you said, the question is, now, is that just inflated for the time being, and that's going to go away rather quickly? And you got to be careful about how you're budgeting so you're not pinching things down the road, 4, 5, 6 years down the road, just because things look really good right now. And that's the big thing with that tax proposal, because you're making a permanent change to the tax system based on a budget that's healthy right now. Well, then the question is, well, what happens if in 3 or 4 years the budget has a bad year and you just took $1.5 billion out of the state revenue from that tax cut? I mean, it's only an $8 billion budget right now, so $1.5 billion is a big chunk of the pie, where if that revenue doesn't grow, that could be a trouble down the road.
Okay, and one last thing I can think of, Aaron, do the Democrats even need to show up this year in Des Moines?
they probably do need to, but I'm sure it feels like on days that they wonder why they do, with, like I said, because the Republican strong minorities, but the Republican strong majorities. But the Democrats do, take pride in their job and at least having their say and getting a chance to speak when they disagree with a certain piece of legislation. They can at least accomplish that and express their views and the views of their constituents when they see something that they disagree with, or when they do agree with, and celebrate that as well. So that'll be their main purpose, will be there to kind of advocate for the people that are concerned with whatever bill it might be that the majority of Republicans are running.
Yeah, I mean, I can foresee taxes, education, and would be the main ones that Democrats would be unhappy with at this point.
Yeah, absolutely. The taxes, to a certain degree, they like the idea of raising or lowering taxes, but they disagree about the way of going about doing it. And the education one, that would be a big one, depending on what Republicans come forth with, again, on that library books issue. You could see some really heated debate around that one. Democrats will be staunchly opposed to that.